Report: Worried Democrat Super PAC spends $102 million on ad buys to protect majority. By Jacob Bliss on March 31, 2022. The House Democrats' main Super PAC, House Majority PAC, reportedly made reservations in 51 media markets, spending nearly $102 million on political ads, stretching themselves thin to boost vulnerable members' chances of re-election in November. House Majority PAC is reserving advertising spots in 51 media markets ahead of the election, which has stretched itself thin while having to protect more areas than before, according to the New York Times. And for this election, the media market is not only more expensive, but the Super PAC's ad buy is spread out across the country. This year, the House Majority PAC's ad buy is nearly double what they've spent in the two previous cycles. In 2020, the PAC initial buy was in 29 media markets using roughly half the amount of cash, and in 2018, they were in 33 media markets spending $43 million. The expansive ad buy reveals the scope of Democrats' worries about holding seats in midterm elections, since they are buying in places they usually would not have to, such as South Texas and Seattle. The Times noted the Democrats would also be going on the offense with their ad buys in places such as California, where the redistricting process gave them the ability to possibly pick up seats in the state. The Super PAC's executive director Abby Curran-Horrell said, "We are doing whatever it takes to hold the majority, and there are opportunities across the map. We feel confident about the races that we plan to play in." However, a few weeks ago, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, worried about the fundraising and spending from outside Republican groups, such as Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, compared to those that are Democrat-aligned. CLF President Dan Constant alluded that the House Majority PAC's massive expenditure, which is more than double what they have in the bank, shows how weak the Democrat Party is going into the midterms, as they have to deal with a failing president and massive spending bills that have rapidly increased inflation and his policies that have crippled American energy independence. "I think they believe they've already lost the majority," Constant said. "This is about staving off losses in some deep blue, traditionally Democratic areas." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.